Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading today's podcast.
Thank you to those that listen overseas. We really do appreciate it. I've been getting a few messages from people, and they're amazing, especially Randy from Canada.
Although she's just in Canada.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. You should have caught up with her. She's lovely.
Who's to say we didn't?
But I don't want to break a tradition because it is Friday. Oh. So here is the podcast.
Okay. Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
It's time to look back at the week with this.
Yep. Getting to know.
This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, we're all suckers for reality TV shows. We just get off on the drama. So, when Abby caught up with JoJo Siwa from Dance Mums, she asked, were the fights real?
JoJo, no brain children.
Well, if you yell at me, I'm gonna cry.
She deserves nothing!
Was any of it scripted?
Dance Mums, no. None of it.
Any of the fights are like, okay, that was great, let's do it again?
No. Obviously, it was a TV show, so there would be days when the producers would be like, we're not going home until there's a fight. So the moms would just be like, all right. Yeah, my mom would always just be like, all right, come on, Kira, here we go. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're creating a TV show.
Yeah.
Don't have an attitude that you are entitled in this world.
I did learn, though, they had a special code to make sure they didn't miss any of the action.
We had what was called, like, hard ice, that's when, like, you had to be dead silent. So, like, if there was a fight going on and they needed to move more cameras into the area, they'd go hard ice. And that means you had to be dead silent until they took you off hard ice.
Ah, school holidays. They wrap up this week. Oh, thank God. I mean, I love my children, but I love them more when they go to school.
Airbnb.
And it's been a busy time for Airbnb. We all gave it a crack over the holidays.
When we got to the Airbnb, the guy's father came to the house to let you in. He's French-Canadian, doesn't speak much English. And he goes, you need to see the neighbourhood? I'm like, oh, God, he wants to go on a tour. So, all right, I'll go check out the neighbourhood with you. And he takes me into an IGA, right? And we're going down the aisle. He goes, orange juice here. We have bread here. here it is, the meat section. He took me down every aisle of the IGA and pointed out all the groceries. And in between, because he's French-Canadian, no small talk because he doesn't speak any English in between. So we're just walking down the aisle. He's like, here is the vegetable if you need vegetable.
I would have faked some sort of health issue at some point. Gotta go.
Then we got a call from Anthony, and I learnt that Airbnb isn't always the best way to go if you want to have a dirty weekend away.
We and my partner, we rented out an Airbnb just along Mount Tambourine. But one of the main reasons why I wanted to rent it out because it was said it was private and exclusive. We can go and have a long night, have a bit of fun, and everything's going to be private. There's not going to be people counting us. So we wake up one morning, and I'm like, I hear this noise. Come out. There's five people that are sitting in the lounge room. I'm half naked just in my undies. My partner walks out. She's naked. Turns out the family didn't realise that they had rented out their Airbnb and the whole entire family was just having a good old catch-up inside the lounge room.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Reunite for us all at the 2020 SAG Awards.
People all over the world were losing their minds about Brad and Jen at the SAG Awards this week.
The world, the internet, they're hoping for this moment where you and Jennifer run into each other.
I'll run into Jen. She's a good friend.
It was such a big story. Even Abs had trouble explaining it.
So where there's smoke, there's fire. Everyone says rumours, but often there is truth to it. That's how the rumours come about. I'm talking about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. There has been rumours that they have got back together.
Jolie or Aniston?
Which one did I say, sorry?
You said Jolie.
It's an easy mistake to make because you want to.
Sorry, Jennifer Aniston. So he was at the SAG Awards yesterday. Angelina Jolie had won.
To us, the pics looked rather flirty for people who weren't together anymore. So was there a chance they're going to get back together? We checked in with Simon, our body language expert.
The one photo where they're both excited about winning an award, but if you look at her hand is actually pulling away and he's grabbing hold of her. So I think Brad and the public are doing the same wishful thinking, but she's not.
Could it not be like she's just, oh my God, I don't want anyone to know that we're sleeping with each other. Oh.
Keeping the dream alive, Simon. Keep the dream alive.
While we're on the subject of hookups, how's this story out of the UK?
Reading this story, I was like, oh my gosh. Mm. The headline is, my mum paid £15,000 for my dream wedding, then had a baby with my husband 9 months later. Ends up, they've hooked up. Since then, she's tried to forgive her ex-husband and her mum and has gone to their wedding.
You mean her stepdad?
Oh, yeah.
So let's draw a little tree. The girl and the husband had a baby, right?
Yep, they did.
Then the husband and the grandma had a baby. So the first baby, their auntie or uncle, is also their stepbrother or sister.
Wow.
Boom shakalaka.
They would have totally got $500 for that story.
They deserve it.
It doesn't just happen over there. It's happened right here in Brisbane too.
When I was 17 and I was having a bit of a house party and my father was working away on Fly In, Fly Out, and me and my brother walked in to find one of our mates in bed with their mum.
Oh, my
God. Broke up a marriage that they've been together since high school.
Wow.
My dad and my partner that I was trying to work things out with, because I just had a recent family with them, and found out they slept together. And then 9 months later, they ended up having a kid together.
Wow.
So your dad had a baby with your ex-partner?
Yes.
Lock up your parents, people. That's what I've learned this week, and you can catch up on all of it again in our podcast. Go to hit105.com.au.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
First calls, we want to hear from you with anything you want to talk about. 131060 is our number. Sam in Mount Cravat, what do you want to say in first calls?
I just want to let everyone know that it may be frustrating hearing about all these large charities keeping a lot of money to earn interest and, you know, cover their admin costs, etc. But, you know, don't deter from supporting the smaller grassroots organisations that are actually on the front line. They've been on the front line since November, way before these large organisations have been out there. I volunteer and I'm a grey shirt with Team Rubicon Australia. We're ex-veterans and emergency services and some awesome civilians. We get trained up and actually go out and rebuild the lives of the community, sometimes sort through the rubble to find like medals or anything that, you know, even in the community need, rebuild fences, do drone work or their insurance assessment, and we're out there getting dirty.
Amazing
work, Sam. Yeah. Well done. There wasn't a lot of outcry. I mean, they were still
giving the money, but they're holding it for a...
I don't know what the reasons are, but they're saying that there was rumours that they were going to be not just giving it all to the bushfire, but holding it on for other emergencies. And I can't understand the outrage of people going, I donated for the bushfires. I want all of it to go to it.
But if it's for good, does it, you know?
I don't know. I don't know what their reasons are. I don't know if they want to wait and assess where the money's going to go accurately, or like Sam said, they have so much administration costs that they want to try and get the interest to pay for that.
If you blow it now, though, like just say you've got $50 million bucks, you go, all right, here's the $50 million everyone needs, and then maybe in like this is going to take years and years to come good.
Yeah.
There might be people who need money in the future as well, you know, who don't realise yet or whatever.
I think they've got their reasons, and I think they are going to be more transparent. But they are doing good.
It's very similar to, I guess, you know, when inheritance and stuff goes around, people want to know where money's going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, Craig, you're in Moorooka. What do you want to chat about?
Yeah. Mate, car park spaces, what's the go? I mean, they're getting smaller and smaller. I mean, you can't even get out of your car now without being a contortionist.
Yeah, I agree. That happens.
It's terrifying when you've got a kid too, Craig, because Rory sits in the back and she opens the door. I'm like, be careful of the car, be careful of the car, be careful of the car.
Kids aren't allowed to open doors in my thing. I'm like, nope, you got to wait until I get there. Mm. And then I stand and they open the door on me.
Is there a standard that they have, or do they just
try
and cram as many as they... I mean, there's the guy that's doing it. Has he ride a motorbike or what?
Yeah. But also, too, our cars have gotten a lot bigger. Like, back in the day, the Holden Commodore was the most common car on the road.
Yeah.
And now we're all in, you know,
they were longer,
SUVs,
and now they're wider.
And we're in all these sorts of things, you know, for the kids. So, Matt, what kind of car do you drive, Craig?
Oh, I got a Ford Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. But I'm with it, mate. I drive a Nissan, and it's a huge thing. I scratched a pole with it in the car park the other day, so I agree with you. But I remember as a kid.
Are they getting smaller, or are people just getting worse at driving?
Maybe a bit of both.
Yeah, well, you know what happens, too? Reverse cameras are so common these days.
Mm.
My Mazda, which Ethan now has for to learning to drive, the other day I was in it, and I put it in reverse. I went to reverse, and I looked at the middle console.
No!
And I'm like, where's the bloody screen gone?
See, I'm not used to it, so I still look behind me.
Yeah, right.
My kid's like, it's right there. I'm like, I just can't.
Maylin, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
What would you like to talk about?
Sorry?
What would you like to talk about?
I just turned the radio on the other morning and I just caught the tail end of Abby saying that she was going green. And then she said, oh, I'm going green. I know it's silly. Like, what difference can one individual make? And I just wanted to say to her, I think it's fantastic what she's doing. And it's important to, you know, what every person does as an individual really matters. And, like, even the bigger message to her kids and everything, I just want to commend her. And I think it's really good if everybody just makes a little effort. So I just wanted to give her a shout out.
Thank you, hon. I'm trying to do the research first. Like, research it rather than, because we've stopped eating certain types of meat just because we know the way they're produced is not good. But I'm trying not to preach because I know a lot of people tune out. But the more research we've done, Scotty and I found it easier to go green than what we thought.
I want to say your speech sounds so much more inspiring with that accent to Maylin. Like, the way you said, I just want to commend her.
Can we put music behind it?
If we hang
it, really,
let me get some chariots.
Can you do a
fire.
Bit like everyone can do their, you know, one person is enough to make change? Can you do that speech again?
So go, Maylin? Just give us a quick bit again. Okay. Ready, go.
What do you want me to say?
So if everyone does their little bit to go green, we can all make a difference.
Okay. If everybody does their little bit to go green, we can make a difference.
Here, here. Yes.
Maylin has spoken. Let it be so.
Good Thank on you.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. On-
News out yesterday and we put it up on Facebook saying, oh, there's going to be a reunion. High five, are getting back together. I mean, the original cast. Mm.
It must be weird for them if they were to do an adult show like they're saying.
Yeah.
To see kids at a gig who now have kids.
Well, they have kids themselves, though.
But I'm saying, imagine you remember, like, if you had an 8-year-old that you got to know because they came to every single show, and then all of a sudden they turn up and they tell you about their two kids.
Like,
and you're
when you met a fan of yours and she was a doctor.
Yeah. Yes, although I think it's going to be more strange seeing the costumes that they wore and then, like, this is what you're wearing again? I'm not wearing that. No way I'm wearing that little dress.
Well, you'd have to remake them, wouldn't they? After a few kegs, they wouldn't slide back into those old ones.
I think most of them are still fit. But you used to work with Charlie Robinson, but you still call her Charlie Delaney. That's her ex-husband's name.
She's my phone is Charlie
you
Delaney.
You didn't work with her when she was Charlie Delaney.
No, but that's how we've always known her.
She was in High Five and that's the way. Well, all right, we'll call her.
My wife was in my phone as Esther Ruby up until about 12 months ago.
Fair enough. That's her maiden name.
So are they getting back together? What's the story? We thought let's give her a call and see if we can get the goss from her.
Good morning.
Oh, Charlie, good morning.
Oh, good morning. So nice to hear your voice.
How are you, darling?
Very good.
All right. Were you up early with the baby?
No, thank God she's sleeping at the moment. So I feel like Beyonce because we had a really tough start.
Mm. Oh.
So, yes, we had 8 teeth like in 6 months come through.
Oh.
So.
I congratulations as well on the engagement because I think I bumped into you a week before. Was it 2 weeks before?
Yeah, must have been just before it happened.
And a public one as well on the TV. I did like that.
Yeah, really should have got my nails done when I saw you when I was at the shopping centre. Emily kept saying to me, why don't you take time for yourself and get your nails done? I was like, forget it. Don't worry about it.
He was...
That's my fault because we did chat for a long time. Right in the middle of a walkway.
Oh, God.
We were so happy to see each other. And it was like, I was having so much fun talking to you. Then I realised like about 25 minutes had gone and we were right in the middle.
And you didn't move to
those
the,
women.
Didn't move to the side?
I didn't
you're annoying.
I know. Hey, we do have to ask though, is there going to be a reunion? Is High Five coming back together?
Isn't that funny what's going on? Mm. So I think Nathan was so inspired by the Wiggles the other night and he put it on his Instagram and I think he was completely shocked with the response. So we are all on a messenger group at the moment. And he just flagged it and said, hey, would you guys do it? And we're all umming and ahhing. And look, at the end of the day, it would be fun. Mm. So at least we've all decided it would be something fun to do. But there's a lot of hoops to jump because we're not like the Wiggles. We don't own the rights to the song.
Yes, of course.
Or even the name High Five. Mm. So we can't really be like Five in the Air singing Metallica covers. So there's a lot.
Oh, you can't. So is there – who's being the posh at the moment and saying I don't want to?
Oh, no, everyone's kind of saying, yeah, if we can make it happen. But we all are quite busy, so finding dates and getting passing all the hoops and jumping through them. Mm. It might take a while, but at least it's brought us all together and we are all talking. And I think it's the boys that are really pushing it the most, though. Yeah.
Well, that's because they haven't got as much on. But, Charlie, is there still High Five at the moment?
Yeah, there was a new one.
That's what I felt a bit bad, because there is a new one, but I feel like we've all...
Well, they'd say with the Wiggles, they use the old set that they're adults
now. Yeah, but
the
new ones are just as popular.
Yeah, it must be that age group, because I think when we started, I mean, I was 17, but we used to get letters from university kids and stuff saying, oh, you know, I'm at uni, but this is just something nice to watch instead of Bert Newton and the news.
Oh, yeah, but that's because they're stoned. Sitting around pulling cones watching High Five.
Yeah, it was good times. It was real good times.
It was the dresses, I think. Yep.
Yep. So they're all coming of age right now, even the little ones that watch. So I think that's the nostalgic side of it. It would be fun. And even Nathan saying, should we do like one city each around Australia, you know, like actually tour. But wow, when you're a mum, like a new mum, don't you just think that's just so much effort?
Yeah.
But you know what? Never say never.
Who's most likely out of the five to have a cardiac arrest on stage? Or are you guys in tip-top?
Him.
Take a breath before you answer it.
I have not even finished the question.
Obviously, that's been discussed on the group chat already.
No, but he's the one that it was funny because when we were very first in our messages, he's like, I know how to do it. Five stools at the front and just sing like MTV style. And we're like, that's not what we're known for, Tim. We can't just sit down the whole time. We have to dance.
You guys are like there's been a crossover with the Wiggles too, because Lockie and Emma got married and divorced. And then who was the couple who got married or were together and had the breakup in High Five?
God, you're good with your gossip. Seriously, Matt. Nathan and Kelly were engaged and then called off.
But you continued on, didn't you? Like did the same thing. It was all fine.
Yeah, because it was actually, I think, I can't remember if it was Tim or Kathleen left, because Tim had a motorbike accident and then Stevie came in and Kathleen got pregnant. So we had Son come in. And then that continued for another 2 or 3 years. And then when I left, Kelly and Nathan kept going together for another year in the group. So all, you know, just like the Wiggles, they buried that hatchet and just moved on. And now they're very happily with other partners.
There you go.
Which won't be awkward if we do tour again, hopefully. Thanks for reminding me about that side of
things. It sounds like it would
really
be awkward.
Excited.
Not really.
No.
You only need one less room you need to hire.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for taking our call. Let us know if it happens. You've got to convince the production company who owns the brand High Five to let you do it.
Yeah, so I think the boys are going to take that and see where they roll and then make sure we're all available. But, yeah, definitely. I will definitely call you guys and let you know if it's going ahead.
Great.
Excellent.
Well, there you go. The old shows, they were all hopped up on sugar. This time around, they'll just be on tequila and beer. So
it'd be worth watching, wouldn't it?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Honey came in and she got me red-handed.
It's interesting to find out what your friends are into that you didn't know. Mm. I'm talking about Candy. Our boss here has been listening to a podcast called Call Her Daddy, and they've been working out how to spot a cheater. I mean, whatever you're into.
They cover all sorts of stuff on this podcast. It's girls just openly chatting about the guys they're dating.
And they get a lot of people submitting things. So that's why she found this one interesting, and I do as well, of how to spot a cheater. People were submitting what they have done, because I guess it's anonymous.
Yeah.
And if you want to, if you got caught out, 131060, or maybe you've never got caught out and you want to share it with us, I will try and keep an open mind.
Mm-hmm. And we will be aware that your name is anonymous.
Yes.
Yes.
But also, if you've discovered a cheater, if you've had it and you go, this is the cunning thing that they did, because I wouldn't have even thought of all these. It's people saying you need to make sure that if your partner has their phone down on the table, that's like a dead giveaway, and saying even if they have it up and it says do not disturb, if that feature's on.
Yeah.
Because it's a sign that they obviously don't want to get any notifications when they're with you.
But
so
baby,
make sure you check for that little moon.
Baby, when I'm with you, I'm all about you and I don't want work to disturb me. So that's why I just put it on do not disturb.
Is that why you keep yours in the cupboard?
want you to have my full attention.
Because you keep yours in the cupboard.
Because I want my family to have my full attention.
Oh, this is it. You always got to be careful of the Christians, don't you, over there? Always asking for forgiveness.
Church groups, plenty of hotties around there who are keen for it.
To avoid suspicion, instead of using the name of your mistress or mister, you can put in the contact, is their contact as message failed to send. Oh. You had to show me this one in detail because I still couldn't get it. But you change their name to that, so then it always comes up with
message failed to send.
You can go, oh, damn, I sent it to them. They must not have reception.
Must have been going under a bridge.
Stav, he needs to pay his phone bill. How he pays his phone bill?
He's sending me kisses and saying to meet me at 2 p.m. though.
If you want to try and catch a cheater out, you ask for their iTunes password. So if you just say, oh, look, I want to try and watch something, I want to download, my password's not working, can I use yours? Because then you can connect it with the iCloud.
Oh, that's tricky.
Also, well, it's the same password.
Find my iPhone. That is how you, like, you need someone's Apple ID and password to find exactly where they are. Find my friends, you've got to share that openly. Mm. So if they won't give you that, yeah, you go and log onto that and you can find it.
The cloud again.
They do say that if you ever want to catch your partner cheating, like obviously you don't want to. If you have suspicions, never send them a text or never call them on the phone. You've always got to do it face-to-face because otherwise you're giving them time
to go
through all the information and delete it. But I guess it's just the whole thing. If you just found out and you just text them and you're like, is this going on? Tell me the truth.
Yeah.
You need to wait until you're with them.
Mm-hmm.
How would you, if you were going to cheat, how would you do it?
I don't know. With all these helpful tips we've just given people.
Yeah, but I mean, like, is there anything that comes to mind for you?
Like, ways to do it?
Yeah.
Not really. I don't even think Scotty would know where I am during the day. Yeah.
So when you were doing the weather with the Today Show, there was a lot of travelling. That would be a great time.
Also get a job that travels.
Yeah,
like your wife and her conference.
Can I tell you what? I was so excited to get a hotel room by myself.
There just
was
nothing
no way I was letting people live.
I imagine
the amount of selfies I took of just me with a wine in the bath and sent it to my husband.
With the other guy on the other side, just like, stand in the corner, Pedro. I'm just going to take a
He was taking
selfie.
The photos.
He was taking the photos, yeah.
I imagine that would be, like a travelling job would be one where you'd be able to cheat a lot.
Yeah.
My wife's going on a cruise next week.
Oh, don't do that. Siobhan's not happy about that. Her partner may be looking at working
overseas.
Yeah,
well, you'll be here alone. You can cheat all you want. He's not going
to
know.
Going to not the Caribbean. Where was it?
Cayman Islands.
Lucky everyone's really ugly there and walks around with a lot of clothes on.
Get his iTunes password. You'll find that he's just in Boondle.
Just cheery.
I mean, that's the thing where you kind of, I don't know, if I was going to cheat, I guess you'd just leave your partner, hey?
But that's not cheating.
Oh, okay.
How would you do it then?
Get a travelling job, I just told you. Hey, guys, I'm doing a show from Sydney tomorrow.
This is all adding up, right? He puts his phone in the cupboard. Yeah. He wanted to go out to Goondiwindi to launch a rocket last year.
Is he having an affair with you?
And he wants to go to Las Vegas. Oh, I've just busted us.
No wonder it's a boys' trip.
So I'm not going to be able to see it, mate. We can't talk anymore.
I'm so sorry.
Message failed to send. I can't believe you would tell people that. 131060. How did you cheat?
Or how did you spot your cheater? Where you went, are you serious? If you share it, then everyone can go, cool. We know that information.
The more cunning, the better. We want to hear your stories. 131060. Let's chat next to Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I think that people that cheat obviously have self-esteem issues. That must be why they do it. I'm trying to find a reason for it. Maybe they're just nasty people.
I think they want to have their cake and eat it too. There's lots of different reasons, and people will justify it in different ways as well.
But no one wants to be cheated on. It really hurts. Mm. I know that personally. And there is a podcast called Call Her Daddy, and people have submitted how they cheated.
Uh-huh.
And it's just things that you go, wow, I never thought about that. But it's interesting to read. For if you have suspicions of what you should look out for.
Now, I love a good anonymous call, and we have one this morning on 131060. Tell us about your ex who is cheating.
Hey, so my ex used to put his phone on silent and would always sleep with it under his pillow.
Under his pillow.
And it would, would never leave his side. And I questioned it a few times. I thought nothing of it. But then he also, in Samsung, I don't know if I still do it, but if you blocked a number,
anyone that messaged from a blocked number, and it would actually go to like an archive folder that you could still access, but you wouldn't be alerted when someone messaged or tried to call. But then, yeah, he went into his phone one day and has gone to the most recent, like, unsaved number and assumed it was a girl that he was talking to and actually sent a nude photo, not realising that I had used his phone to ring my mum. So he'd actually sent that nude photo to my mum.
Unless he was cheating on you with your mother.
Oh, yeah, my God. So your mum obviously told you or said something back?
Oh, yeah. They knew because he'd been cheating for a while. Oh. So they already didn't like him, and she rang me and, like, went off her head. So he's kind of just said to her, oh, hey, sorry, that was meant for me. Yeah. We always do this kind of stuff. And she's like, no, you don't say, hey, mate, it's from where he was working in that with a photo.
Right, yeah, because I was going to say, you could cover and say, no, it was meant for your daughter.
Yeah, but if you never got it. I think that's the thing, though. Like, if someone doesn't want you to touch their phone and you're a partner, you kind of go, well, why?
See, Esther reads my text messages to me if I'm driving or something.
Yeah, but I don't like people texting back. I don't like if she texts us back from your phone.
I've never texted you in my entire life.
Because I would expect more love heart emojis.
You can tell if it's Esther because she'll put punctuation and emojis in it.
Oh, no, like, if I'm ever texting for someone else, I'll try to text the way they would text.
In their style.
In their style, yeah.
Hey, Dale from Waterford. We're talking about how to spot cheaters, or if you've been a cheater, what's your story?
Hey, fam. How are we today?
Good, mate.
Good, darling.
So basically, long story cut short, my ex... one day I just started getting abusive messages from this bloke. And he pretty much wanted to flog me up because I was, you know, I was with his woman at the time. And it turns out, long story cut short, I was dating this chick. She was dating another chick. And then in another state, she was dating another bloke.
Right.
So at the end of the day, all three of us blokes actually got into this triangle of an argument saying, who are you, what are you doing, and things like that. And that was the final straw. Like, that's how it all came out. At the same time, one of the last blokes, she went and visited her family in Taree, New South Wales. And one of the guys I work through, in a long twisted way, had family in Taree, New South Wales as well. He was visiting them. He gave me a call one day and said, mate, I've just seen your missus with a bloke down at the pub.
Wow.
So her trick was all the hoes in different area codes. Distance.
But obviously everyone had suspicion to go through her phone and find out that she'd been texting someone else. Imagine if they all got... a guy was cheating on me and I ended up catching up with the girl that he was cheating with, Belinda, and she worked at Sports Girl. So I went and met her at Sports Girl, and we had a coffee, and we sent him a photo.
Who was the girlfriend, and who was the side chick?
We had that argument as well, because he had convinced us that both of us were the one.
Who'd been together longest with him?
I had.
Yeah, so there you were the girlfriend. She was the side chick.
But I think he was more into her, you know?
Oh, so he did not. He took her on the nice holidays, bought her the nice jewellery.
Oh, I don't know if it was any of that.
It was just the newer relationship. It was still their honeymoon.
But it was nice sending that photo and you're like waiting for a reply.
Alyssa, we're talking about cheating. Tell us about yours.
Hi, guys. It was actually my ex-fiance at the time. He faked being in the Army Reserve. And he even went to the extent of purchasing like a full-on like Army uniform. And then would tell me, like, late at night, oh, we've got, you know, something on tonight, and he'd head out all dressed up in his army gear.
Wow.
So it was really full on.
Oh, my God.
Went to a lot of effort.
Did he ever go overseas, like, to a war? Did he go that far?
No, he didn't go that far.
No, how did you find out?
Well, there was all the other signs, like the phone use and, you know, just the gut feeling, and we ended up... emailing the Army Reserve to ask if they had any record of him, and they said, no, we'd never heard of this person. Wow. So me and my friend ended up following him and followed him to the girl's house. So that was interesting.
Alyssa, that's awful.
At least you know he's only cheating on you 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year.
Yeah, it made it so much better.
Wow. And then did she know that she was the side chick?
She did, because in the end, she actually wanted to be with him, so she ended up sending me all of their messages and all of, like, she was actually really horrible about it. So.
Where would you get a uniform from?
Oh, costumes.com. You'd have to buy it, because to hire it for that long would cost you a fortune.
And they kind of make them look like the sexy ones. You want the real ones.
Thank you to everybody who called at 8 o'clock. We're playing Alpha Buck.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
There's no better feeling.
There's no better feeling.
A lot of negativity out there in the world and in the news, and doom and gloom and lots going on out there that's bad. So for Friday, why don't we turn that frown upside down and concentrate on things that are good. We did this last year. Those feelings you get, they're not sexual, they're not like anything else apart from a warm, fuzzy glow in your body. And you go, that's such a good feeling.
Warm fuzzies.
Warm fuzzies. For instance, I'll get the ball rolling. That feeling you get when you've had a swim in a pool and you finally get that little bit of water out of your ear that's been in there since you've been in the pool.
How did it get in your ear? Sugar in your head.
How did it get in my what?
How did it get in your ear?
I did a dive bomb from the high tower. Still a good feeling.
Better feeling than jumping from the top of the tower.
I like it when I find money. Find like a $10 note in a pocket of something you haven't worn for a while. It's only happened to me once, but it's a good one.
That is a good feeling.
Or when you finally get to the toilet when you've been busting for an hour. Is that too lowbrow?
No.
That is the most rewarding pee you've ever had.
Oh. When you are at the bottom of a wine bottle and you're splitting it and there's two perfect glasses of wine.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know when you're like, hey, do you want to have a glass of wine with me? Because you think you've got half a bottle, but you realize there's not quite half. And you're like, oh, I'm going to have to, I've offered, so now I'm going to have to take the sacrificial cup.
Yeah.
But you get them and you're like, nah, there's enough there for two solid glasses.
I like that with food, though. You know if you're eating something really delicious and you think you've finished it all, but then you look down and there was like an extra bite of the donut.
Mouthful.
Yeah.
I was already finished.
131060, there's no better feeling than, this is on BuzzFeed too, people have been sending in theirs as well. I can relate to this one. I think you can too, Maddie. Taking off your bra as soon as you get home from work.
I was going to say that one.
Yeah.
It's just like release the girls. Soap bras are uncomfortable.
That feeling you get when you finally remember someone's name or the name of a movie or a song that you were trying to remember and you forget and you can't get it.
There's an ad that's going around the moment where she's trying to find it on the lady's name on Facebook before she walks to her. And that's a rewarding feeling when you finally see it and you go, it's Judy. Hi, Judy.
See, I still think there needs to be an app where you can scan the face.
The face, yeah.
And then it tells you the name. Because how, you have to have a rough idea of the name to get
them. You just hold it up while you're talking to them. You hold it up briefly and it scans their face and your phone just goes, his name is Matthew.
Oh, hi, Matt. I always think about friends that we have in common and then I'll go to theirs and then you do mutual friends. That's how I get it the quickest.
That's good.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Five.
There's no better feeling.
There's no better feeling.
Yes, it's, you know, doom and gloom. Doom and gloom's everywhere. The news is bad. So why not flip it? Let's concentrate on things that feel good for a change.
Warm,
there's lots of things
fuzzies
out there. Yes. And you forget to think about them. But the things, not sexual, just those things that you do and you go, oh, that's...
You're the only one who's brought
you
up
keep
sexual.
Saying, like,
stop
non-sexual.
Saying that.
Non-sexual.
But, like, no one
I don't
want to
hear
calls.
Any sexual thing.
But no
no sexual
that.
Thing. That's because like, I said. That's because I said it. We haven't got any calls.
No one.
Because I stated it. Now we didn't get any. You're welcome.
Keep stating it.
You're
Holly,
welcome.
Holly, there is no better feeling than what?
Than your toddler sleeping past 5 a.m.
Oh, yes.
Especially when you go, what is going on? It feels like I've got to go and check.
When you wake up to silence, you're bliss.
Yeah. And then you think, do I check? Well, I mean, if it's gone too far now, there's not much I can do. What do I...
Exactly. You can't risk it.
Every parent...
can't risk it, Holly. That is no. I agree with no. that. I think that when I go to work, I'm like, I should check on them. But I don't want to risk waking them up. And
what could I do? Anthony and Warner.
Supposed to be
it's funny because we've all thought it. Anthony and Warner. There's no better feeling there.
When you're doing the washing and you come across that stray tinny box.
You're being paid to do the laundry at home.
Clean your drum.
It's even better when it belongs to your teenager.
Oh, yes. I cleaned the drum and I got, like, shells and rocks and...
Yeah. Bobby pins. If you lose bobby pins, that's where they are.
Do you have to take the drum out?
No, just, like, the edge of it. I just got it because my son always puts things in his pocket.
Hey, Alicia.
Hey.
There's no better feeling than what?
Jumping into a beautifully clean bed, changing after a hot shower.
Oh, yeah.
Best feeling ever.
Yeah. The fresh smell.
Oh, man.
You're right there. Look at you. Hey.
See, I always like in winter getting into the flannelette. You know, when you go from, like, oh, it's getting cold, let's put on the flannelette sheets, and you go, oh, yeah.
Shaved legs, freshly shaved legs into sheets. Do you get immune to that feeling of when you slide them in?
Yeah.
Or does it feel nice still? I used to shave my legs when I played footy.
Okay. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know if you like to feel Esther's legs. Nah, I don't really notice. Sorry.
Isn't it shaved legs specifically on silk sheets or is it any?
I don't really have hairy legs.
Yeah, right. I just remember when I was shaving them and then you'd get into a bed, like into sheets in a bed. Like, and it wasn't used to feeling that
but
much.
Yours is going
stuff
from
on it.
Werewolf to.
Yeah. Well, if you spent all winter growing, you can have that feeling come summer.
I got laser, so it...
Ah, oh, right.
Yeah.
So
but it's not removal. You just get a few shoots. Anyway.
Always comes back.
Yeah.
In Fortitude Valley, it's no better feeling than...
No better feeling than a gin and tonic at the end of the day with a slice of cucumber.
Oh, you're a man after my own heart there, Adam, yes.
Yeah, it's good.
Cassandra. Nice, refreshing. Yes, there's no better feeling than what, Cassandra?
Sorry, there's no better feeling than coming home after a long day and taking off your shoes and socks.
Ah, yeah.
Barefoot, grounded.
Make a fist with your toes.
Especially if you wear high heels, not the rent.
Oh, yeah. See what ache so much.
Oh. Oh.
Letting those tootsies free.
I've seen lots of kids wearing socks with slides of late. That's the Adidas slides. That's the new look.
Is it?
Justin Bieber started
it. I literally couldn't think of anything worse.
Yes.
I know. Maybe girls should adopt it and just wear socks and stilettos and see if that would take
off. There is a look, but then they normally pair it with a little schoolgirl dress.
Okay, yeah. Nothing's stopping you.
It's like a certain look.
Like Britney Spears, hit me baby one more time.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Your letter to play Alpha Bucks on Tuesday. We'll see you next Tuesday. Your letter to practice?
It's either T, B, or C.
Oh, not again.
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
C. We'll do C.
C. C it is.
All right.
C.
It is
Can
C.
Can the producer hear that?
C for yes.
C for...
It's going to be Alpha Bucks letter. C is going to be the Alpha Bucks letter.
Happy New Year. Look ahead, buckle up, and enjoy your 2020 journey with Suzuki.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
10 grand every time we play, the answers get given away in the lead up as well. So if you want to make it even easier to win $10,000, be listening from 6 every morning.
All right, playing this morning is Sarah in Caboolture. Morning, Sarah.
Hello, how are you?
We are good, but you're even better because you are 30 seconds away from maybe starting the weekend with $10,000. What would you do with it?
Oh, gosh. Pay off debt and maybe take my kids on a holiday.
Oh, nice. Lovely. All right. Okay, so you've already got a couple of answers because Maddie's been giving them away all morning. So if you get the rest of them, you'll get $50,000 and we give you $50 for every question you get right. Now, remember to say pass if you don't know the answer and we can only accept your first answer.
Did you say $50,000?
No, I said $10,000. $50 for everyone you get right.
Oh, I thought you said you get
$50,000. Maybe he might really like Sarah. They might
just,
be like...
Just so you know, Sarah, we can only afford $10,000. So that's the deal.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Less pressure, though, Sarah. All right, here we go. You know that your letter is G for good thing?
Uh-huh.
First question. Name an overseas country.
Germany.
Name a music artist.
Quite Sebastian.
Name a movie.
Pass.
Name a part of a car.
Gears.
Name a Disney character.
Pass.
Name a body part.
Pass.
Name something you find in the garden.
Grapes.
Name a luxury clothing brand.
Gucci.
Name a reptile. I was going to laugh at grapes with you, but I was like, I've got to be professional, Sarah.
I'll give you grapes. You can have grapes in your backyard.
Yeah.
$250 for the weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
We always say on this show.
I brought the story to the table. Stav didn't even want to talk about it.
We chase the story. Chase the story.
And this one that we chased, or we're in the middle of chasing.
We're chasing.
We're on the chase of. involves the Broncos and Israel Folau. Alex Glenn has just gone in as the captain and announced this morning.
And the co-captain's going to be Israel Folau, right?
No, you couldn't do that. You couldn't go.
I don't know how much we're chasing this story.
Look, you know what? Anything's possible these days.
There we go.
It all started because we received this phone call.
I was flying back in from Cairns, back into Brisbane Airport, and I saw Izzy Folau outside the Virgin Terminal at about 8 a.m. yesterday.
No Broncos scarf?
No Broncos apparel, just looking pretty, you know, undercover.
He looked like he was there for a reason. He did. Maddie finally got to the bottom of the story. Did look like he was going somewhere.
He was going somewhere and doing something, and we suspect that was signing a contract with the Brisbane Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got another call that said he's actually been in Brisbane training near Red Hill.
He's been training down at Fitstop Ashgrove.
Fitstop Ashgrove.
Not too far from Red Hill.
And that's a gym?
Yeah, it's a gym.
So close enough for the coaches of the Broncos to, you know, incognito pop by and give him things to do. Yeah. Before.
Yeah. Well, we've got Mr. Barton Boy.
That's right.
Who's also an undercover reporter.
I am now. Yeah, it is just around the corner from my place. So I got sent on my first ever undercover reporting mission.
Oh, we can see where the voice is now going
to
go.
To see if we could find Izzy. And I'm not going to say it went to my head, but I did take it pretty seriously.
Hello, I'm Charles Wood.
I'm Liz Hayes.
I'm Liam Bartlett.
I'm Tara Brown.
And I'm Stav Davidson. And tonight on 60 Minutes, I take you inside my car as we go on a stakeout on my first mission. And I was nothing if not professional. All right, this is very exciting. Here we are on our very first stakeout. I'm here with Parente. It's Stav and Parente here on our first stakeout. Actually, we'll probably need code names because we're like spies and stuff. So Rick and Morty here on our very first stakeout. And it's Operation Folau the Leader. We've heard that he is going to this gym, so we are staking out the gym, seeing who's coming and going to stake out. It's very exciting. Here we go.
3 hours later.
So it turns out stakeouts aren't exciting. In fact, they're pretty boring. So we should probably head out onto the street where it's dangerous and see if anyone has seen him going in or out of the gym. We should go. Hang on, wait. Let's roll. Have you seen Israel Folau at this gym?
No.
Have you seen Israel Folau at this gym?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Have you seen Israel Folau in your shop?
No.
I have no idea who that is.
Right next to the gym is a dress shop. Is he using the gym as a front to go dress shopping? The plot thickens. Have you seen Israel Folau at this gym?
I don't think I'd recognize him if I did see him.
That's not a no.
It's a no, because I wouldn't recognize him as being Israel Folau if I saw him.
Okay. Well, it's not exactly a Logie award-winning piece. It's not going to win me a Pulitzer. Seems it's destined for defeat with no one seeing him, no one even recognizing him. So we're going to pack up shop and we're going to... Oh, wait, no, there's one more person coming. I'm going to ask them. You don't want to be filmed? Do we do audio? Just voice? Have you seen Israel Folau at this gym?
Yes, I don't talk to him.
Does he think you're going to hell?
Probably.
See this? This is my shocked face. And if you're listening to this on the radio, that's my shocked face, but you can't see it. He does go to the gym. He's not at that session now, but he does go to the gym. Operation Folau the Leader was a success. Rick and Morty have triumphed. Rick and Morty. Morty, how are you feeling about this assignment?
Very unexpected.
I know, right? You know, actually, the downside is here, they're going to send us back out to see if we can catch him.
We'll deal with that later.
Yeah, we'll edit this out in post.
Very good.
We got moved on by them.
Did you?
We didn't catch
any of that. That's what you should have caught.
No, she wouldn't let us film.
Oh, that was amazing.
And we had a couple other people that wouldn't let us film him, but they said that he was there.
So the person who let you film them and said that he was there.
Yeah.
Did they tell you the
any
times that he goes?
No.
What else did you ask? You just said he was there.
They would not
but
give
we already
up that
knew he was there.
Yeah, but
so
I was there. I was
out?
There from 3:30. He did not go in or out at that time.
Yeah, but what else had you add to the story that we had?
Well, no, I didn't want to press people.
So you went, you did a stakeout.
I didn't want to be rude.
And you found out exactly what we already knew before did the stakeout.
No, I confirmed what we knew.
But we already knew that.
I thought we knew.
No, she already confirmed that.
Confirmed.
No, she already 100% said all that.
100% confirmed.
So what else did you give us? Like, is he moving here?
There's a dress shop next door.
You are.
All right, Rick and Morty, back to Ashgrove this afternoon.
I'm going to be honest, I don't think we will send you on another assignment.
Why? Look, confirmed.
You said stakeout, like, what?
Yeah.
Stakeout. Are you just jealous?
I was so jealous.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Back to school. For most kids, it is back to school on Tuesday. I know there's different schools, maybe Catholic schools or private schools. They go back on the Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So lucky, aren't
we? You pay extra, you go back a little bit later. But we're preparing for my middle one to go to school for the first time. He's going into prep. And I'm trying to do the preparation. And my eldest has always had a bit of a, like, he doesn't like to go to school. When he's there, he's fine. But it's just the idea of going. So we have to get into preparation. And unfortunately, for some reason, the school hasn't released what class they're into.
So I'm trying to complain and make changes.
Yeah. I know, which is logical for them. But for us, it's a bit, because I need to prepare him. Mm. I need to show him a photo of the teacher, which you can always Google and it comes up. So he knows and prepares him. And I say that it's a little bit ridiculous, but I look back and I was exactly the same.
Mm.
The stress of going to school, and I've got to go to school today for the prep one and drop the books off, I'm already nervous. It's ridiculous, and I would say that it's so common for kids to get stressed about going to school, but it doesn't make it any less stressful.
No, but now they call it anxiety.
No, I know.
They've got anxiety about going back to school. I was terrible for that.
Don't mock it, mate. We should talk about it more. All right?
Not enough people talk about it.
What I'm saying is it's normal. Work through it, but it's normal, and there's things you can do to prepare for it. But I used to be in tears every night before I went back to school, especially even on a Sunday night I would. And
would that be the same, like, all through high school, like year 11 and 12, the same as it did in year 3 and 4?
Yeah, and I think it might have started when I changed schools in year 9, and I changed school and I had no friends. Oh, my God, I even get to talk about. I had no friends, and that panic of going, you don't know who to talk to at lunch. Look how stupid I am. I've got tears in my eyes. This is like in year 9. And I joined the choir and I couldn't sing because I had no friends, and I was so embarrassed that for a whole term I'd sit by myself and that people would pick on you. And it's real. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
So I eventually had friends and they kicked me out of the choir.
Because you couldn't sing?
Yeah, I couldn't sing.
I feel exactly, and it takes me back too, because I started a lot of school. I went to 7 different schools, and the day before, not knowing anyone, it was terrifying, absolutely terrifying. And then even, you're right, you're walking in and you don't, who do I talk to first, and what am I going to, who's going to be nice to me? And
I think coming back to work. If we've had holidays.
We'll be nice to you. How many times do we have to tell you? You can sit with us at lunch.
No, you can't.
I just think it's that normal stress. Yeah. And there's things you can do. Like, I will go to my son for the first week. He'll pick his lunch.
Mm.
So I've learned that that's something you can do to sort of get them excited about it. I'm going to fill it with sugar, man.
Yeah, load it up. Fantails, poppers, roll-ups, the whole lot. But that was also my lunchbox. Growing up, I had all that crap in there.
All the fun stuff.
There would be some kids that are going, yay, school on Tuesday.
Of course. But I just like, a shout out to those parents that are quite nervous because their child's nervous, that I do think it's normal. And even Beyond Blue have a big strategy about how to get your kids back to school for those that are nervous, and they're pretty interesting ones.
I never had anxiety going to school as a kid, but I now get it every day when I go to pick up my son from school.
So you get the same thing?
Because I can always tell when the teacher walks to the door, you know, and she comes looking for me and she wants to have a chat. And she's like, it wasn't a good day today. It's like, what's he done now? You know?
Sorry, you had to experience that in the car, Xander.
In the car.
Because I always think, make a face like it looks like you care, which I do care.
Let me see that face. Nope, that's constipated.
It's going to be a tough couple of weeks at the start, but the kids will get through it. They'll make friends and it'll be fine.
Yeah, and look, you get over it.
Yeah, just don't, years from then, get a radio show that's going to take you right back there and peel the scab off that trauma.
Just be nice to each other in the few weeks of going back to school, because it does bother some kids, but you will get through it.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
When we opened the show this morning, we were just riffing, as we do.
Riffing.
Riffing.
Freestyling.
And this was a comment that was made.
No tears shampoo, which is actually no tears.
What?
Yeah, it's no tears in your hair, not no tears. You get that stuff in your eyes, it's going to kill.
No, I can't. It's a, no.
No tears.
It's not.
It Gary from Kelvin Grove.
It is no tears.
Baby shampoo that you can actually put, because you can put baby shampoo in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What time does Coles open? We're going to squirt it in Stav's eyes.
Why would you squirt it in my eyes?
No, because he thinks it's tears. Seven. Squirt it in my eyes.
There you go.
Because I think it's...
I know it's going to make me cry. It's going to...
I will hold on to those tears. So, Stav, I think this is the year that we have to try and follow up all your factual comments.
All my wild claims of facts.
Wild claims, because we've got some, because Coles is open. Yeah.
Can we actually, before we do this, let's make a choice now. Yeah. Are we going to let them slide in 2020, or everything, we're knuckle down on everything?
I would like to knuckle down. What do you want to do? Because it depends. Like, I love Stav, but for me, this is my ninth year working with him.
Sorry.
It's not just the one time I've heard them. It's the ninth time I've heard them.
See, some of them
sometimes the 42nd time I've heard them.
I'm only into my fourth year, so they're pretty fresh still. So let's test them.
Yeah, okay. Let's test them.
And before we do debunk this one from you, we still have to say that some of them are correct. Like the time you said that they clogged up the New York toilet system.
When everyone flushed after
good.
The end of MASH.
Yes, and that was actually true. Yes. And when we realised that it was true, my tiny little mind was blowing.
And I am yet to think of one that you has proved to be true.
Mm.
The fuel gauge was good.
Uh-huh.
The little arrow.
On the fuel gauge.
Letting you know with the fuel gauge. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Thank you.
All your camping ones, they're always wrong, just so you know.
My camping ones?
Yeah.
I haven't.
You know what you've done. So here what we're going to do.
I don't get that one.
Okay.
Just let it slide.
Okay.
No. Right. So that one we can't knuckle down on.
No.
So what we're going to do here is...
Is that a sexual one?
Yes, it is a sexual
one. We're going to take some No Tears Johnson & Johnson that he believes means no tears.
And can I just say...
You believe it tears people's hair?
No, it stops your hair tearing.
Yeah.
Whose hair tears?
People who don't use that shampoo.
It's a baby one, and it's actually a registered trademark, the No More
Tears.
Anyway, put it in your eye to see whether...
No, as discussed in the video...
But you're not going to believe me, though. So if I say it doesn't work, you'll be like,
I will 100% believe you.
You need to do it in your eye.
Why would I put shampoo in my eye that I know is going to make me cry because it's no tears, not no tears? That's just stupid. That would
As
I'd
gentle
have egg
to
on
the
my face.
Eyes as pure water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're not going to do it now?
So you don't want
gonna
to disprove
hurt, like,
the
it's
going to
burn like acid.
But what if it doesn't?
It does. So can I say all of them say keep out of your eyes? This one does not.
Damn it.
It says use under adult supervision.
So it doesn't get in your eyes.
No, it doesn't say that.
You want me to squirt that deliberately into my eye? Stop shaking, nodding your head there, Shiv, our producer. Going,
well,
yes,
well don't ask the question if you don't want the answer.
I didn't ask this question.
If you don't squirt it in your eye, you're admitting you're wrong.
And we're not going to believe anything you say anymore.
You don't. That's why we're here.
There you go.
Yeah, good. No, you do it. I'll just keep my eyes open and you squirt it in directly into my eyeball.
Well, I'll put it on a tissue for
you. No, I want you to squirt it directly into my eyeball.
I had just as before you do that, I have a quote here from Johnson & Johnson.
Well, open it.
They tell us that you'll notice if you put your hand near a baby's face, they won't really blink. That's because baby's blink reflex is not fully developed. What? You just read it.
That same quote says, the no more tears from Johnson & Johnson means the product won't sting if it's gotten in a baby's eyes.
Oh, right.
I appreciate that.
At the wrong,
so
the
do you just want to, do you just take that then, what they said?
No, you squirt this bad boy right in my face.
Really?
Just give me a warning.
No, you never get a warning. Ah, warning coming!
Ah! Oh! Ah! Ow! No, it stings. It definitely stings.
Yeah, that's because we just got the hand wash from the toilet and put it in the Johnson & Johnson. Does it sting or are you just pretending?
Yes, no, it stings. It stings. It stings. I can't open my eye. I can't open my... That stings.
Did we do a risk assessment?
But this is what the like eye specialist actually said to wash your eyes out with.
I'm half a De Niro. Thanks, man.
Oh, hang on. If you read the fine print, it says, as eyeballs develop, it only works on babies. You okay?
Yes, Abby.
You're right.
Can't see anything out of
I can't eyes. Tell if... It's hard to know if you're acting or not.
Not acting. Can't open it. There we go.
It's not red.
Well, good.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Hey, that's the podcast, everyone. Have a great long weekend if you're here in Australia. Happy Australia Day. Bye. Stab Abby and Matt.
Hit 105.